This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah al-Azim al-Khabir al-Muta'ali. Alhamdulillah al-Ladhi la tuhjibuhu zulumat al-Layali. الحمد لله الذي أرسل الجبال العوالي سبحانه من إله عظيم يغفر الذنوب ولا يبالي لا إله إلا الله بها نحيا وبها نموت وبها نلقى الله وبها نوالي وأشهد أن عظيمنا وقدوتنا ومولانا قرة عيني محمد ابن عبد الله عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم فاجزه عنا خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته أما بعد. My beloved brethren, most respected elders, friends and colleagues, we have dedicated today to the challenges of modern times, and modern times are challenging. I say this and say it again, never before has sin been so pervasive. Never before has sin been so all-encompassing. Never before has sin reached your pockets. Never before has sin slept on the pillow of your bed. Can you imagine today there is not a place that you go where sin isn't available to you? I looked at the stats before coming here. One out of every five searches on mobile phones is a search of lewdness. Sin has become pervasive, invasive. It is everywhere. And if you look at other aspects of life, and as our Sheikh said, and may Allah protect them and bless them and guide them and guard them and increase the likes of them. Whilst technologically we have advanced, and you would have anticipated that with this advancement, with this ease, I would have found happiness, yet sadness and depression seems to be grabbing and enveloping the whole of the human race. You know, 1 million+ people commit suicide every year because of sadness and depression. 1 million people, it's the biggest killer, and no one calls it what it needs to be called, and no one's labeled it the secret terrorist, and it's the biggest killer on earth today, or one of the biggest killers on earth today. Sadness seems to be gripping humankind. And the results of this, Subhan al-Khaliq, divorce rates have climbed through the roof. 44% of the marriages, and forgive the sadness in this, end up in divorce within the first 15 years. And the vicious cycle continues, so that Allah forbid and may Allah protect one and all. If you have come as a product of a broken home, and may Allah honor and protect everyone, Ya Rab, your chances of getting divorced when you're married yourself increases. And if both the couples come from broken families, 156% comes to the, like, it's mind-boggling, it doesn't make mathematical sense, but the chance triples and quadruples. So our challenges are, and in this backdrop and in this climate, Muslims are trying to live, to have families, to grow, to go to school. It is difficult days, but it isn't a surprise. The Prophet told us this. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his last days, and you will know the story, he goes with Abu Muwayhiba to the graveyard of Baqi, and he warns him, أَقْبَلَتِ الْفِتَنْ كَقِطْعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Calamities, challenges, difficulties are dawning upon my nation. are waiting on the brink to be unleashed upon my ummah. They will cover you like a dark night, wave after a wave. وَالْآخِرُ شَرٌّ مِّنَ الْأُولَى. And every time the next challenge worse than its previous one. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ الْقَابِضُ فِيهِ عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِضُ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. There will come a time where for a man to hold on to his religion will be like holding on to burning coal. And you understand when you hold a burning coal, it is very tempting and desirable to let bits of it go or let it go. These are times in which we live. But then the Prophet gave the beautiful news, and I want to share this with you. The Rasul said, إِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامَ الصَّبْرِ. After you, my Sahaba, will come the days of patience. لِلْمُتَمَسِّكِ فِيهَا بِمَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرُ خَمْسِينَ. And whoever endures days of difficulty and patience holds on to what you have held on to, for him will be the reward of 50. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, 50 minna am minhum, 50 of us or 50 of them, 50 of the ashab or 50 of the time of fitan and the time of sabr. He said, Bal minkum, no, the reward will be 50 of my sahaba. But the condition, bima antum alayhi, if they hold onto what you have held onto, if they take the path that you have taken, and وَرَبُّ الْكَعْبَةِ, if we take the path that they took, all our problems will be solved. And I listened, and alhamdulillah, our i'tiqad is الْأَخْذُ بِالْأَسْبَابِ sunnah. To take, use the means available to you is the sunnah. So if it is a computer that is a problem in your family, learn how to use it, learn how to control it. There are endless programs out there that will help you to monitor and keep up to date with what your children are doing. If it is a business transaction, you have learn Excel and develop skills to be able to do that. Those are the asbab, and you need to hold on to it. But the crux of the problem, and I picked it from the words of our dear Sheikh Sulaiman Mullah, the crux of the problem is a problem of the heart. So that if we fix this, وَرَبُّ الْكَعْبَةِ, everything else will be fixed. Allah says so. Allah says so. Listen, قال سبحانه, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever has taqwa of Allah, Rabbul Izzah, Allah will ease in his situation. What is taqwa? A person came to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Abu Huraira, what is taqwa? So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu wa ardaha asked him, have you ever crossed a thorny path? Have you ever walked on a path where there's thorns? He said, yes. He goes, what did you do? He said, I grabbed my cloak around me carefully and navigated my way safely so that my garb does not get stuck and tangled up in any of the thorns. He goes, ah, that is taqwa. To go through life cautious and conscientious, that I not step in anything that is the disobedience of Allah, lest my Lord become unhappy. So taqwa is Allah consciousness. That in everything you do, you say, what does Allah Rabbul Izzah say? Will Allah become happy, Jalla Subhanah? If I overlook this, will he become happy? If I take an exception to this, do you understand that your whole of life with your family, with your wife, with your kids, everything is related to this, and Allah guarantees, says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever has taqwa of Allah, whoever becomes Allah conscious, I will make his situation easy for him. You have family problems, Allah says, I will make it easy. You're going through a divorce, Allah says, I will make it easy. You're having a court problem, Allah says, I will make it easy. You have financial problems. Qala subhanahu, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. If you have problems financially, Allah says, have my taqwa, become Allah conscious. Love me and remember me and fear me, and I will solve it. وَيَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, I will make a way out for you. Imagine this auditorium is blocked like it's all brick walls. If there's a door, makhraj is already there. No one needs to make a makhraj for you. But if there is a door, everything is blocked. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, I will tear a way out for you. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. وَيَرُزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And I will provide for you from means you didn't anticipate. One of the beautiful stories that I mention over and over again, there was a person in the past, his name was Hatim al-Asam. Righteous taqiyun naqi lillahi al-wali. And he came to his family wanting to go to Hajj. So he said, I want to go to Hajj. Hajj in those days was a long trip. It took many, many weeks and many months. And he said, I want to go to Hajj, but I don't have enough provisions for you guys. So what do you say? So the wife said, no, khalas, do it some other times when you have the means. But the daughter was special. So she said, Dad, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Go, Allah will provide for us. So the dad took heart from this and went. And when he went, a little while later, a couple of weeks later, the provisions ran out. So the mom and the rest of the siblings, like, you big mouth, huh? What happened? So the little girl went to the back room and she raises her hands and she says, Allahumma anta qulta wa qawluka al-haq. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And oh Allah, you said in your word is the truth that whoever has Allah consciousness, you will find a way out and you will provide from means unanticipated. And her hand is in the dua and the door knocks. So she goes and opens the door and it's the guard of the governor, the entourage of the governor. His excellency is crossing through here. He's thirsting. Do you have any water? So she went and got water and made it nice, presentable, Nzulun Nasa Manazilahum. The man took the water, took it to the governor, and the governor drank the water and he found in it delight. Oh Allah Rabbul Izzah put delight in it for him. So he drank and it made him think, where did this water come from? Who did you get this from? So they said, from the house of Hatim. So the famous Hatim, yes, we must go say salam. They said, no, Your Excellency, he's in Hajj. So he said, then it is our duty to look after his family. So he reached into his, in the olden days, they had those little sacks of the coins, So he reached into this, and he chucked it into the house of Hatim, the gold coins. But Allah Rabbul Izzah wished to increase. So the man looked at his entourage and said, whoever loves me, do as I have done. So all the entourage took their purses and chucked it into the house of Hatim. Pretty soon gold coins were loitering around on the floor and the little girl started to cry. So the mom said, woe be unto you, we were poor and dying, you were happy, now money has come, you're crying. So she said, Allah, for an instant a human looked at us with mercy and look at what had happened. Imagine if the Zul Arsh al-Majid and Fa'alul lima yurid were to look at us with an eye of mercy, what would happen? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And you say, Ustaz, but I don't know how to deal with family. I don't know how to bring up kids. I'm having challenges. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Have taqwa, Allah will teach it to you. Have taqwa, Allah will show you the way. And this many other things in this life. But look at this. The cream of the cream, the Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah loves those who have taqwa. Can you imagine? I say this. Imagine your little brother comes to you and hugs you because I love you. What does it do to the heart? Like, oh, my brother loves me. And imagine your parents tell you, listen, Allah knows I love you. Imagine, wallahi, I think, imagine your ustaz, your sheikh, a person you look up to, hugs you and says, I love you. Imagine the Rasul says, I love you. Wa Rabbul Ka'bah, what wouldn't you do for that? I love you. But Allah Rabbul Izzah says, I love you. And the love of Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, when He loves you, He summons Jibreel. Ya Jibreel, I love so-and-so, love him. So Jibreel starts to love you. Jibreel comes to the heavens, O inhabitants of the heavens, Allah loves so-and-so, love him. Your love enters the hearts of the angels, so the angels call out, O inhabitants. inhabitants of the earth, Allah loves so-and-so, love him. So your love falls in the acceptance and qabul falls in the heart of the righteous, and we don't need the love of the unrighteous. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And remember, Allah Rabbul Izzah is with those who have taqwa. وَالْمَعِيَّةُ نَوْعَانَ. الْمَعِيَّةُ مَعِيَّةُ الْخَاسِ وَالْمَعِيَّةُ الْعَامِ. And ma'iyyah is two types. This Allah being with you is two types. There's the general type that Allah Rabbul Izzah says, هو معكم أينما كنتم. Allah is with you wherever you are. وهو السميع البصير. أي بسمعه وببصره وبعلمه. Allah Rabbul Izzah is with us by his knowledge and his understanding. He knows our ahwal and our voices reach out to him. The lady came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam complaining. Allah Rabbul Izzah said, قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها. Allah heard the words of the lady who came complaining about her husband. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, this is aam for everyone, Muslim, non-Muslim, bird, chicken. Allah Rabbul Izzah knows everything. He is aware of everything. But for the people of taqwa, this ma'iyya is khas. It's a special type of I am with you, as in I am there to support you, protect you, maintain you, honor you, boost you up. I've got you. Do you understand? So your solutions is in the taqwa of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid. And that is in this world. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَالْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The entirety of the akhirah belongs to the people of taqwa. The entirety of the akhirah belongs to the people of taqwa. So you're resurrected. The trumpet blows, you come out from your graves, حُفَاتَ عُرَاتَ غُرُلَ, barefooted, naked, uncircumcised. You know, كَمَا بَدَأْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً, the way you were created the first time round. And you get up, and you get up three ways, three styles. Some people stand up, and they walk to the land of accountability to give account to their Lord. And others crawl to it. No, others walk on their faces. And another group of people, as they are resurrected, angels wait for them to give them a ride into the account of their Lord. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقُونَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا أَيْ رُكْبَانًا. And we will resurrect those who have taqwa to the meeting of their Lord riding. And then the sirat comes. وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. And there's none of you that will not pass it. This is a decree decreed by your Lord. Everyone will pass that bridge, thinner than hair, sharper than blade, Jahannam underneath it. But then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. And we will save those who have taqwa, and we will kneel the criminals in the fire. And in the calamity, under the heat, and under the fear of that day where everyone is shivering and worried, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينَ. Those who have taqwa are in a safe place. And Hisab finishes, account finishes. Where's your abode? وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And those that have the taqwa and Allah consciousness will be moved in their hearts towards Jannah. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant me a new taqwa. So the biggest outcome of this convention, Muslims, and we learned the challenges today and got skills to deal with them, and the day before, we learned how the prophets dealt with it, and the secret is, have the taqwa of Allah Rabbul Izzah. And taqwa ghayatul ghayat, taqwa is the purpose of all purposes. Allah Rabbul Izzah created you for what? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I made you for my worship. What did he make worship for? يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you can attain taqwa. As such, it is the purpose of purposes. So Muslims attain taqwa, become Allah conscious. And Allah, Rabbul Izzah, will deal with your problems, will give you the strength and motivation and the courage and the ilm and the stamina to be able to plow through the difficulties of life and stand before your Lord, Jalla Subhanah, at the end of the day, happy that you have served and happy that you have met the requirements.